I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A, and we are welcoming Walker Fields today, and they are Brad Senny and Chris Tierney out of the Twin Cities. Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Brad, you've been in our studios before as yourself, Brad Senny, I think, right?
I'm still myself.
but you do kind of do both projects. Walker Fields and Brad Senny are still both projects that are you're not just a person, you're a project.
Right.
Existing. So we'll talk about the difference between those in just a minute. But let's hear something. You want to start with something from one of those releases? Is that
This is off the newest EP called Double Down, and it's a song called Paid My Dues.
Walker Fields live from Studio A. Well, lots of foot stomping stuff like that on your new EP, Brad.
Yes, all foot stomping with the help of Chris's big bass drum there.
He's the one stomping the foot.
Yep.
Well, tell me a little bit about Walker Fields. And I think the last time you were here, you were kind of, like I said, you were doing Brad Senny shows at the time.
Yeah.
So this is the first time we've had you in talking about Walker Fields. So tell me, what's the difference? And And how long have you been doing the Walker Fields project?
First of all, the difference is it initially started off just kind of like diving into old Americana music. It started off listening to Woody Guthrie. I started playing a bunch of Woody Guthrie covers. And from there, it just kind of evolved into the blues stuff. I've been doing it about 2 years now, I believe. And then Chris has joined on drums, and it's kind of changed more to the real Delta blues, just kind of, a little bit heavier little distortion, but it initially started off just kind of like really trying to cover the Americana elements of music and just listening to a lot of that stuff. And now I'm kind of like in the blues phase of it all and having a lot of fun with that. So
how did you kind of get started on that tangent? I take it, you know, before that, maybe you were aware of it, but weren't as deep into it. So how did that get started?
I really liked Woody Guthrie a lot. And, you know, I really wanted to learn some of his songs. And when I did, I started playing on a different guitar, first of all, and it kind of changed my vocal styling. It was a little more gruff, a little bit more harsh than the stuff I was doing under my name, Brad Senni, which is, you know, really kind of soft and real folky and real, just kind of more, just not as intense, I guess. So when I started doing these Woody Guthrie covers, I kind of found this voice that was different than the other stuff I was doing, and it's kind of evolved into where it's at now.
So. And you just put out the full-length album in October, right? Getting By?
November, yep.
Oh, November.
Yep.
Okay. And that one, you know, kind of was in that direction.
Yeah.
But this new EP, Double Down, seems like you are, like I said, a lot of foot stomping stuff on this, you're just getting into it now.
Yeah.
What was with the decision to put out an EP so soon after you had the album out?
I was playing with Chris a lot here. He started playing drums with me like a year ago, this April. And so after Chris started playing, it just got more intense, because before it was just mainly me with a stomp box solo, but doing more, you know, like using the slide and doing acoustic blues. And then when Chris started playing with me, it got a little more intense, obviously, because the drums are louder. And then I started playing through this amp and kind of do like a split signal. I do like an acoustic track and then a distorted track. So just a little bit more heavy. And when Chris came on board, we were playing out a lot, and it sounded a lot different than Getting By. And we had been playing, things were happening pretty quickly, so we decided to just do an EP quickly. So just basically recorded it live. So it was a real fast process thing. We just, you know, set up mics, and a guy named John Peters down in Minneapolis did it for us.
Okay. Well, and tell me about some of the blues that you've been getting into and what it inspires in you. Like, you know, what about it speaks to you?
Well, mainly it's a guy, Mississippi Fred McDowell. It's funny because, I think when I was driving up to the last time I played here, on live on the air, I got this Best of Fred McDowell CD. I'd heard like one or two of his songs, but I didn't really know too much about him. But I got that and I drove up here the whole time, and I just like, it just blew me away. It was like this Best of Guitar Heroes, Mississippi Fred McDowell. And what I loved about it was this, basically him, most of the time just him on a guitar and him and his vocals. And he's just, it just really spoke to me. He had a real rawness, but it was like sincere. It wasn't like intense or angry. It was just like this great rawness with some intensity, almost like a little bit of a punk feel. But, you know, he's, you know, like a blues guy, you know, a farmer who probably never heard any of that stuff. But it really spoke to me at a deep level. And ever since then, it's like I've been kind of going the direction of his music, or really inspired by it, at least.
Mm-hmm. So. Has that led you to any other people like that?
You know, I've listened to Muddy Waters and, you know, Lightnin' Hopkins, all those old blues guys I really love a lot. Now I like the Black Keys, of course. You know, they're a little bit different blues, but, you know, kind of evolved into listening to them. But, yeah, a lot of those old guys, you know, like Lead Belly and just the old standbys, you know, that everybody knows about, but I didn't really like listen to their full catalogs. And so
it really makes a difference when you kind of casually know about somebody, and then when you go and actually listen to the catalog, it can make a big difference.
Yeah, especially when you're writing too. It's like, you know, you get stuck at something, you know, you can't think, oh, I can't think of another way to write a song. Well, then you always have these references of these guys, or, you know, these players, and you go, you know, you just find inspiration and new directions through them. And so,
And you wrote all the songs on that latest album, Getting By, and on the EP too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. There's some songs that were on Getting By, but they kind of changed the feel so much when Chris was playing them that we re-recorded them, a couple of them off the EP. So, but they're definitely a lot different takes, you know, mm-hmm. Well, not a huge different of a feel, but definitely different. So
how long have you been writing songs?
Let's see here. Long as I've been writing songs on guitar, I didn't really start playing guitar till I was like 21. So I've been playing like seriously as a songwriter probably like 10, 15 years.
Okay.
I mean, I used to sing in hardcore bands and punk bands, but I never played guitar. I just sang, so I didn't really consider it writing. But picking up a guitar, probably, 10 or 15 years. I mean, 10 probably seriously, just trying to, like, write as much as I can and, you know, just keep pushing through and writing and recording a lot, you know, so.
Now, were you in those bands down in the Twin Cities? I know last time you were here, you told us you're from southern Minnesota, right?
Yep, Waseca. Yeah, they were based out of Minneapolis.
How old were you when you headed up there?
I headed up there when I was 21.
Oh, okay. Yep. And how did getting into the music scene happen for you and getting into those bands?
Yeah, it just happened naturally, you know, just meeting people. And well, some of the people from my hometown also lived up here. And there was this house of a bunch of people from rural Minnesota that moved up to Minneapolis. And it was like a bunch of musicians in a house. So I kind of instantly had friends that were playing. And we were always playing, you know, regardless, just all different kinds of genres and just having fun, you know, hanging out with friends.
So what inspired you at the advanced age of 21 to pick up the guitar? Which I'm saying that because I think at the time it can seem like you're old to be doing it, but of course when you look back, it's
right.
Like,
I know,
it seems so young.
Right. I don't know. I just decided I wanted to try to do everything from, you know, all the composing, because it was always a guy coming with a guitar and then I would put vocals over it. Just wanted to, you know, just do it all myself and try it, challenge. But yeah, it is kind of weird because I mean, most people when they get a guitar, they, you know, they're like 10 or 11 or 12, so in the scheme of that, it's like that's kind of older, but
it seems to have worked out pretty well for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm still having fun. That's what's the main thing. You know, some people might, they start or they get burnt out, I don't know.
Now when did you when you might have said this already, but when did you start doing the slide guitar?
That was probably like a year ago, something like that.
Okay.
Year and a half ago. I really tried to play it a little bit. I mean, I really only know rudimentary. It's like a lot of those old blues guys are just playing a lot of melody on there, and I haven't, like Charlie Parr, you know, I haven't gotten up to that level of it yet, but I just kind of use it more as a rhythmic thing. But so I'm still learning.
Well, that keeps it interesting.
Exactly.
If you knew everything, then you'd have to stop.
Right. Who won't?
Well, let's hear another song. What do you want to do next?
Oh, this is called Traveling On.
Living on and on, yeah. Living long, just living long, living on and on. just living long, just living long, just living on and on, yeah. Living long, just living long, living on and on. Hey, traveling on and on, we're traveling on and on, we're traveling on and on.
Walker Fields, live from Studio A. So with this new project with Walker Fields, Brad, do you feel like, has your songwriting kind of changed a little bit for what you're doing now? Because it seems like you were kind of doing that folk thing before.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of a different feel, different animal.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it feels good. I mean, it definitely feels good playing in a bar, this kind of music. It's like, it's got a little more oomph behind it, so yeah, it feels more comfortable at times, you know. Yeah, but it's nice because I have the other kind of mellow stuff. If I want to play like a coffee shop, just be really low-key, you know, and do that. So it just made my opportunities broader in the sense of playing, you know. I like to play out a lot, so that's a good thing about it.
Tell me about making the we talked about making the EP. What about the Gettin' By album? I don't think we've chatted with you since you did that one.
Yeah, that was all done in my basement. Basically, my girlfriend was out of the house. She went on vacation in July of 2011. She went up to a cabin, and I had the house to myself. So I was like, I got to take this opportunity with no noise to record an album. So that's basically what it was. Is she was gone a week, and I recorded 14 songs. Did all the recording myself, mastering, and... yeah, so it happened really fast. The songs I've been playing around for a little while, so, well, not all of them. Some of them I actually wrote during the session, but for the most part, a lot of them I had been playing, so they were kind of already hashed out.
Okay.
So,
now, did you play South by Southwest just this year? Did I see that?
I was down there, but
you were down there. Okay.
I was supposed to play, but unfortunately, I had to leave early.
Oh, no.
I know. I was actually there before South by Southwest, and... yeah, I unfortunately had to leave. I was supposed to play this Vic Chestnut. I was on this Vic Chestnut.
That's right, yeah.
Compilation.
Yeah.
And they did this big show down there with a lot of the people that were on it. It's a bunch of Minneapolis. Actually, the singer of Trampled by Turtles was on that. And I think Charlie Parr also.
Yeah,
a couple of Duluth people. And but, yeah, I didn't, unfortunately, get to stay down there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I had to go back home a little early, but next year.
Yeah. Well, tell me about that. How did you get contacted for that? And were you familiar with Vic Chestnut stuff?
Yes.
Were you excited to do it?
Oh, yeah. It was a huge honor. I was approached by a singer-songwriter named Luke Redfield. He did live in Minneapolis for a while, but I think he's in Portland now. He seems to move around a lot. But, yeah, he got all the people together to do it. And, yeah, it was a really great experience. So I was honored to be a part of it.
And did you get to pick out the song that you were going to do?
Yeah, I did, actually, yep. Luckily, nobody else was doing it, so, yeah, I got...
Now, which one did you
get? It was Supernatural.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. So that was one you were familiar with?
Yeah.
From because I'm a big Vic Chestnut fan, and you know, just love his song. He was so unique, you know, what he did. And
yep. Have you heard that compilation?
Yeah, we've actually been playing it. I think
cool.
I have it right over here. We've been playing it here on KUMD, so...
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yeah, great project. You know, a lot of money's going to suicide prevention and good cause. So
yeah,
really
because Vic Chestnut, of course, he struggled with medical issues most of his life, and then he committed suicide a few years ago. I think it's one of those situations where he overdose, maybe accidental.
Yeah,
you know, not quite sure. But
right, he had a sad situation though, considering his ailments, and he couldn't pay his medical bills, and he had a lot of bills and stuff, and I think it weighed pretty heavily on him. Which is a sad thing. So some of the money from the CD, or if not all of it, it's going to the causes to help musicians with suicide and awareness and also medical bills. So I think Sweet Relief is one of the big, what's that called?
Recipients?
Charities. Charities that are getting the money. So.
Great. Okay. Well, it must have been fun for you to be a part of that project.
Yes, definitely.
So what else are you up to lately? Are you gonna keep? Are you guys gonna tour with this more? Or?
We got a bunch of shows. Like May's Mayhem. We're calling May. It's Mayhem. We have
May Mayhem.
Yeah, there's like tons of shows going on.
We're playing like six shows next.
You're gonna have to get super close to that.
We're playing. Okay, we're playing like six shows next month, and if you want to call it a regional tour, we're going to the middle of Wisconsin in the middle of May. and then coming right back to play Arterworld in Minneapolis the next day, so that's gonna feel like kind of a tour. And then we're playing a bowling alley, Memory Lanes, that later that month too. But no, we're still planning the regional or world tour that's to come.
Well, so Chris, as long as we have you leaning over the microphone there,
yeah.
So how did you meet Brad here, and how did you become part of Walker Fields?
Tell the truth.
I'll tell the truth. I met Brad online on an online dating service. Match.com, I think. No. I think we met on MySpace. We set up a show. Brad contacted my other band, the Western Ridge, to set a show up together. And so we played a show with him and liked him. Like, thought we were blown away by his music. And so we've been playing shows. Our band started playing shows together. And I'd go see Brad play. And after a while, I went to enough shows, and he knew I played drums. And he asked me if I would play drums with Walker Fields. I was kind of being a stalker. But it worked. It worked. And so, we've been playing for about a year now. And I remember when you were talking about the album Getting By, we had been playing kind of a folkier style of music. And that I remember that week when I didn't see Brad for a while, and he came out of the recording studio, and he's like, "Chris, I just recorded an album, and this is all I want to play." And it was this bluesy, I mean, this like southerny bluesy music that I was just like, wow, this is a total change in direction, but I was really, really into it. And so as we've been playing it, I think we've just been getting like louder and drinking more beer, and it's just, it's evolving into something new.
Well, and you can tell that, you know, between even just the short time between the album and the EP, yeah. such a little switch there, you know, it's kind of, you can tell that you're excited about this new direction and, you know, having fun with it.
It helps to have a great drummer like Chris. I mean, it's I've played with a lot of drummers, and definitely he's been the easiest to work with, and we, you know, sync up pretty well. So,
great.
I mean, we're a duo, so it's like you got to try to fill some space, and I feel like we're doing that pretty good. Okay.
Well, we have time for... are you still with Western Ridge too, Chris?
I am. We've been on a bit of a hiatus where we've just been writing, and just we added a new member, a new guitarist. So we've been getting him up to speed and just focusing on writing some new songs. And our first show is also going to be... I'm going to be doing double duty. We're playing a show with Walker Fields, Driftwood Char Bar in June 30th. So that'll be our first time out with the Western Ridge for a while.
Cool. Well, what do you want to wrap up with?
We'll wrap it up with a song called Soak It In, which is on both the full length and the EP.
All right. And if you can wait 1 second before you start to get all the dials where they need to be.
Okay.
Go for it.
Thank you.
talking in the song, we're soaking in the song, we're soaking in the song.
Walker Fields, live from Studio A. Well, thanks so much, guys.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Christine.
And again, they're playing tonight at Fitger's Brewhouse in Duluth. Showtime, 9:30, 10, something like that?
10 o'clock.
10 yep. o'clock. And then tomorrow night at Thirsty Pagan in Superior. And what time is that show?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. And if people want more information, what's the website they can go to? You're on Facebook, right? Walker Fields is on Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook. Yep, okay. That'd be a good one. Yep.
Yeah. And that will lead you to the other places that you can find Walker Fields.
Yes, correct. Yep. And Wyatt Famous, you want to mention him?
Oh, yeah. Wyatt Famous is also on the bill at the Thirsty Pagan tomorrow night. So you should definitely come down.
Local band, Wyatt
Famous at Thirsty Pagan tomorrow night. All right, cool. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you very much.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Cameron Flackney, and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, with additional support provided by The Playlist, Thursday nights at 9 on PBS North on WDSE WRPT.